Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday presented by Blake Street Tavern. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. 104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with a big story of the day.
We are here for you, live on a gorgeous Black Friday. Alfred, happy Black Friday to you.
Thank you, bro. Same to you.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. What's going on?
My voice has left me.
I'm
going to need the fellas today for the fire up.
Oh, my goodness.
And it hurts.
Oh, my. Alfred. Have you heard Stink over the past couple days?
No. What did he do?
Same thing. Can't talk. Can't wait to nap all day today. Dude. You all right?
Oh, yeah.
You don't feel sick? You just don't have a voice?
My voice is just gone.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Oh, not that good.
We're great.
All right. Anyway. Yeah, how was your Thanksgiving? Everything cool?
Oh, it was so good. Yeah. It was amazing, man. It was amazing. The love and the support from the entire family, and we got a chance to go visit some other folks, and it was good. It was a good day.
Good. Good. I had a great day, too. Well, I won't pressure too much, but I know it's a great holiday for you and your family, so I'm sure it was wonderful. The weather was fine today.
It was great. It was great yesterday. It was great today.
I didn't hear about a lot of problems down at the airport, so that's good.
Why would that be?
I don't know. You know, it's Thanksgiving travel. Can be a little hectic. All right. The Phil Mickelson Tiger Woods thing.
Right. Let's get to it.
All right. So I had a good day. I had to, I went down this morning, talked to my guys at Champ Honda. A couple little things. Nothing wrong. Just a little checkup on the car. Thing is fantastic.
Obviously, speed's just fine.
Yeah. Yeah, got that speeding ticket the other day. Little speed trap. Saw a little speed trap today on 470. Little Black Friday speed trap. But went down, saw those guys, and lingered around there. The car was actually done, but I was just shooting the bull with some of the fellas there, having a good time. And then I said, oh, okay, good timing-wise, go off to the Broncos. Broncos inside today. They actually started outside. But they went inside because it was really, really windy. Now, I know a lot of fans are like, oh, Matt Patricia, got to be outside. I just can't tell you how great that facility is that they have. And if you want to get things done the right way and you want to coach the right way and you don't need to be outside shivering, freezing with the wind blowing all over the place out, in my opinion. I always think it's the right move just to schedule some time inside.
Okay.
Do you have any problems with that?
No. The weather is exquisite today, but if the wind is an issue.
It was definitely an issue. It was
then you go
super
ahead and
windy.
Go inside.
It wasn't cold. I mean, not really. It wasn't football cold. You're standing out there without a jacket. I suppose you'd shiver a little bit, but I think it's fine on a Friday when it's kind of an exaggerated walkthrough anyways, just to get through your stuff the right way. Everybody's in a good mood. Definitely don't get the sense that there's no burnout going on. There's plenty of motivation. Just everything was super positive out there today. That's the sense I got. And then I was going to come back here to the radio station where we have established the Fan Sports Lounge here in the office with two beautiful TVs. That have all sorts of internet. We have internet TVs. Is that right, Al?
We don't have
cable or the dish.
It's called.
They're called smart TVs.
Yeah.
These days.
Oh, okay. They're Roku TVs. Roku.
All right. So it's all Wi-Fi based, correct?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Except I was just hardwired in.
We got the Huff's mother-in-law's couch. Smells like a basement. We got the two TVs. I get here at about quarter. I am excited. You know, it's just a, you know, I love my family. They got some other stuff going on. I was just looking forward to that couple hours of sitting in front of that TV and firing up Tiger and Phil. We couldn't order that. It was like a clown school. And it was like, I'm with the remote. Big Sexy's with the remote. Johnny Love's with the remote. Right, Big Sexy? Correct me if I'm wrong.
We're trying to Google stuff. We're looking on Twitter.
Yeah.
We're just trying to figure out what's going on.
And we've got Bleacher Report as part of our TV package. And they're saying, hey, use this code, but nowhere to use the code for. I mean, it was preposterous. Then Zach's got his little computer. You can tell Zach's building his career based on his computer. He's got his little computer, and he's got the match for free.
So do I.
You got it going on right now.
Yep.
We get it in one of the other studios for free.
I've got it back here on this computer for free as well. You should try and do it on your computer.
Just right. This is my main one.
The one right in front of you, yeah.
All right, I'll do that. But we couldn't just get it on the regular. And by the way, Bleacher Report, I guess what must have happened, from what I understand, is they had tons of problems. So what they're probably doing is just
struggling.
They're just saying, forget the cost. Just if you want it, we'll just forget it and we'll just give it to you.
Yeah, because I'm watching straight off the Bleacher Report website. It's not like I'm pirating it over here. It's coming straight from the source.
Bleacher Report Live.
So you got it going on right in front of you. There you go. Well, I was really enjoying it. So we were watching it, but it was obviously a little screwed up. And I couldn't get it on my phone for whatever reason. But if I just... So here's what I know up until we started on the air. They're doing these side challenges with all the money going to charity. So Phil won both Closer to the Holes for a total of $300,000 that Tiger has to pay to his charities. And Phil did not birdie the first hole. He missed it by just a couple inches to lose that challenge. And I believe they're all square through the front nine, something like that. And here's how it sounded on the first hole here today.
Here you go, $200,000 and the lead on this 9-footer. Oh, and it never came down.
That hurts the pocket.
Oh my gosh, I hit a good pot too.
2-1-1, the match is all square.
I gave it more because I was going to let it feed. I felt like I had to let it feed in there.
Good speed.
You know what's crazy about this is that they said that there would be no spectators, and there's spectators everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know why? Because those are the high rollers.
That's right.
The high rollers are there to make the same kind of bets.
Right.
As these guys are.
This thing is like the most out and out gambling degenerate thing I think I've ever seen on like a public scale. Oh, now I got it too. And I'm not paying for it. Crazy. So they just screw this thing all up, huh? I mean, I don't care. So I guess the message to you, if you got a computer and you just go to bleacherreport.com, you got it.
Wow. Phil, I almost hold one out the saying.
I like hearing it, though. You know, that's kind of, we can't really hear it here in the studio, but hearing the talk amongst the caddies and the golfers and the back and forth, and neither one of these guys is playing, you know, all that great. I think they'd be basically even par through the front nine. And, of course, it's match play, so if you really screw up a hole, right, you don't play it out. You don't know if you're going to miss a shot or you're bogeying a hole. You can only kind of guess. And, of course, just two of them on match play, so it's going, you know, pretty quick. Because here we are. Well, I don't think they started right at 1 o'clock either. I think they started a little bit late. Or later. I don't know. It's kind of fun. I mean, you know, I think it's a fun kind of cool deal. I think it'll be a little bit interesting in the back nine, you know, when the $9 million. I think $9 million that... It's still a big number.
Great cash, homie.
No matter what.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these guys want to grind it out and win The challenges, I thought that was going to be a lot more fun, but they've only had like three challenges, two closer to the holes than the first hole. I thought they would be doing just more stuff. So on the front nine, they've only challenged each other, you know, three times. So, I don't know. I thought it was going to be a little bit more of that kind of thing.
There was a pro golfer. Did you see the story about the pro golfer who said that this was not cool?
Why is it not cool?
Because he's not involved.
Oh, well, that's who's that?
I'm looking for his name. I saw it earlier, but...
Well, boo-hoo.
I know. I'm like... What are you doing? I
mean, well, Tiger has $115 million in career earnings, and Phil's got like $88 million. So whoever that golfer is, unless he's scratching close to $90 to $100 million in career earnings, he probably should shut up. Other than that, who would that be?
I don't know. But, you know, this is where we start to get into the real hater nation. Like, if you're a hater and you don't like it, okay, fine. Because they said the money was going to charity, why would you, you know?
Yeah, but you know what's happening here? Like, yes, their money's going to charity, but Vegas is going nuts on this stuff. Like, there are so many prop bets and side bets, and I think there was
Tiger,
like...
Tiger wore a red shirt today.
He wore a red shirt.
He wore a red shirt, and Phil wore black. I wonder if this is the future of sports.
I think it is. Especially golf, because...
Televised gambling.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, in weirder ways, you know? Like, this is on Bleacher Report. Like, what is Bleacher Report in terms of a broadcast network? This is not on traditional broadcast TV or basic cable or anything like that. It's on Bleacher Report. They're playing in Vegas, which I guess you can, you know, can you do this? Could you even do this at a golf course outside of Las Vegas?
Well,
can you have open gambling like this?
Well, what we know is that since the passage of the gambling laws, that, you know, it's only a matter of time where you can just make bets and place bets.
There is
on your phone.
There is
not if it's passed nationally. It's just a matter of time before it's going to be used on your phone.
The play-by-play and graphics are all of gambling nature.
Just a heads up.
Bleacher it's all Report, like gambling
Bleacher
stuff.
Bleacher Report is owned by Turner, so there is that relationship as well. I think that's why Ernie Johnson's doing play-by-play.
Okay, that makes sense. But I'm watching this, and I'm like, well, is this what we're going to see with golf in the future?
I think so. I think it makes it... more fun.
Like, it's a Tuesday. Are we going to see just golf, you know, gambling?
Me versus you.
Yeah. I mean, what stops them from just doing Tiger and Phil?
Do this once a quarter.
Once a quarter? Do it every week?
Bringing back the skins games, huh?
Why wouldn't you do this every single week?
You know what? I think it's good.
I mean, it would lose its appeal, sort of, but in the So at what point in America, and this may be a bummer depending on how you look at sports, but are we about to see a time in America where we just sit here on our phones and just gamble nonstop on more active sporting events?
Where are you seeing the gambling that is taking place?
Oh, it's all through. We can't do that right here.
It's on.
You would have had to make bets ahead of time in Vegas.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, like you know, and I
think that happens every weekend anyway with the PGA. We're just not used to seeing two guys do it, play head to head. We're used to the whole spectrum of the golfers playing out there, and you know that bets are being made on those.
You know, I guess this has always really been happening when I think about it. I mean, you can bet on a football game what the score is at halftime
right,
and all that sort
right.
of stuff.
There's, yeah, and I'm there's, like, no there's nothing new here.
No, I know.
You remember skins games with the PGA, right?
Of course, yeah.
This is ideally a skins game type deal.
You know what, to me, it's just the nature of the type of broadcast it is, where gambling is just... On those skins games, they did not talk about gambling the way they are today. Today it is just absurdly all about the gambling.
And that's why it's not being broadcast on regular television.
Right. And on a Friday after Thanksgiving, A lot of football games going on, but I guarantee there are a lot of eyeballs on this golf match.
Well, I don't know, because the technology is kind of behind the curve here a little bit compared to just broadcast TV, but...
I mean, they didn't tell anybody that they were going to be on Bleacher Report, right?
No, of course they did.
Did they? I thought they were, yesterday when we, on Wednesday when we talked it up, we talked about being on Comcast and other cable networks and...
Yeah, it's weird. On my cable, I saw like a preview. Now, we could be talking, maybe you can help us out here if you know better, but... I saw on my TV, like, there was a Tiger v. Phil, like, preview sort of thing. But I did not see any option to buy it on my cable. I don't know. Who knows? It's an interesting thing that's going on. And I can't help but think that this is where sports in America is going.
Do you like it?
That's a complicated question. Because there's part of me that was intrigued by it, you know, as I'm watching it. But then there's the darker side of it is pretty apparent as well.
What's the darker side? The gambling?
Yeah, that's just not sport for sport's sake. It's just all about gambling.
You mean the live, the conversations about gambling live?
Like, none of this match is because I think I'm better than you. Wouldn't it be cool to see who's better and play? It's got nothing to do with it. Zero. It's just all about gambling. But I guess, I mean, maybe that is the nature of sports. I don't know. You tell me.
I think that, you know, as a pro football player, I didn't understand anything about the gambling that goes on in games. True story. I didn't even know. Somebody told me that they thought that, you know, the line on the Bronco game in Super Bowl 32 was the largest line or something like that. And I was like, well, what does that mean?
Right.
It means that they're going to beat you. They're betting that the Green Bay Packers will beat you. I'm like, well, okay. No big deal to me. But what was the trip? I'll tell you what was the trip was to find out. I think that was the first time that I knew what a point spread really meant. Like, I've heard of point spreads before, but as a ball player, the one thing that you've been taught the entire time as a ball player is that you cannot gamble on sports. So in any reference to gambling is thwarted every time. So this is a new concept that where I know what the line is. You know, like that, I mean, you hear guys like broadcasters, Al Michaels talks about lines on games all the time within the game.
Yeah.
If you're listening to him.
You're not supposed to, though.
Right. If you're listening to him, he'll tell you, that made somebody happy.
Brent Musburger gave up a broadcast career just to do play-by-play for Vegas.
I think as the athletes play their sports, they're not paying attention to any of that nonsense, the gambling that goes on. But I think everybody else who is, you know, I'm not going to say not everybody. I'm going to say a large percentage of people are really, really watching the sport because they put something on it. Like,
yeah.
Why else would you, I'm a golf fan.
Yeah, but this isn't about golf.
Right.
I mean, it is kind of, I guess.
I'm a golf fan, but, I've never placed a bet on golf, on football, you know, on anything. Because I was, it's been, that's just not who I've been. And I think all athletes, I can guarantee you, mostly all athletes, there have been a couple who have gotten in trouble about this or that thing. But overall, the athletes don't know.
I think
this is the first time you've actually heard.
Yeah, it's just like acceptable.
Athletes, yeah,
bet each
athletes,
other.
Yeah,
I'll you bet never you. Heard that before,
right? I mean,
you never heard athletes say 100 on closest. You know, I mean, you're hearing that today. You never heard that. So maybe this is just bringing back the veil of things that we all know have been going on anyway.
And I think that for golfers, usually there's something on every golf match. You know, I've never been in a group where there wasn't something on the match. You know, like where, okay, you, the winners, the losers buy lunch.
I guess it's just weird to see it so just out in the out in the open. That's
and these
all.
Numbers, I think that are the numbers that are the real culprit to why this thing gets as much attention as it does. It, if they would have just said Tiger versus Phil, that would have been enough for me.
Right.
You, like the numbers, you know, the numbers or the amounts of bets.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
Right.
Not to me, because no matter what,
yeah, but you're
this
clearly,
game is
you're
not
going to
change.
You're clearly in the minority, though.
But no matter what, D-Mac, this game is not going to change either one of these guys' financial status.
All right, I found out. Yeah, that's why they're, you know, it's not that.
What's $100,000
nerve wracking?
You're saying $100,000 to guys who are worth north of $200 million?
Oh, way north of that.
What's $100,000 to a guy who's got, you know, a half a billion in Tiger Woods? Come
yeah,
on, man.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
Hey, by the way,
it's like saying, you know what? How about a nickel on this? How about a dime?
Well, Tiger's one down. It's the 10th. It's he's in good position here. He's got 115 yards on his second shot. Well, we'll follow it as it goes. I did find out a number. I was over at the Broncos practice today. How about this one? How about this one to keep things positive for this weekend against the Steelers? Forget about what it was before the start of the season. Right now, if you measured the opponent's winning percentage, do you know the Broncos have the number one most difficult schedule so far in the NFL? Number one. The Pittsburgh Steelers, 26.
Mm.
The Chargers, 30.
Right, we know about Chargers.
That's why we kept saying we do not believe the Chargers are really that good. They have the second to worst winning percentage of their opponents in the NFL. And the Broncos have the number one. The Broncos have had the toughest schedule in the NFL to this point. And the Steelers, 26th. Okay? So just keep that in mind a little bit when you look at what's going on and what could happen on Sunday. The Big Three is next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos.
The Big Three is presented by Sam's Number 3 Bar and Diner.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three.
Hi, Alfred. John Elway, Matt Russell, Gary Kubiak are off to see the Arkansas-Missouri game tonight to see Drew Locke play in person. How big of a deal is it, and should Broncos fans be paying attention to this game to watch Drew Locke?
I think that it is a good suggestion if you want to see a guy that's going to be a definite first-round draft pick, a top-10 guy. Drew Locke has a live arm. He's accurate with the football. Missouri hasn't had a great year, but it's been good in the SEC. And I think you'll see a guy that's going to play on Sundays.
Okay, so pay attention, Broncos fans. It could have some meaning, Broncos.
Three!
With four touchdowns yesterday from Drew Brees, does the conversation start to lean towards him for NFL MVP?
It's got to be. I mean, not only is he playing at an outstanding level, but the fact that he's never won the MVP award, that factors in a little bit as some sort of lifetime achievement. It wouldn't matter as a lifetime achievement if he wasn't earning it on the field, but he is earning it on the field and having a sensational year. So, yeah, with just, six games ago.
29 touchdowns.
Or five games ago, however many the Saints have. Have they had their bye week or not? I don't even know.
29 touchdowns, 2 interceptions.
Yeah, it's staggering good. So yeah, he's my MVP. Is he yours?
I would say so, because Patrick Mahomes, you know, he has 37 touchdowns, but he has 11 interceptions. That's a good one, man. That is a good one, but I think it's going to be Drew Brees this year.
Bongos. Three. Al, all right, let's talk about Tiger Phil. Tiger is one down. They're on the 11th hole. Who wins this match at this point, Tiger or Phil?
Tiger. I don't know.
Tiger comes from behind?
I don't know.
You don't know, you don't care?
I'm really not paying that much attention to it. It's just what's on TV. Do you care?
I don't care, but I'd be curious to, you know, speculate about who's going to win or lose. I'll say Tiger figures it out. I'll say Tiger figures it out in these final eight holes, and he actually wins the match somehow. But obviously, being one down with eight to go is a little tricky. Bongos. Three!
Apparently, Golden State guard Steph Curry was involved in a three-car crash today.
Heard about that.
Yes, yes. But he's okay. It looked like the bumper was knocked off of his fancy car, whatever one it is. But he's okay. D-Mac, every time I think about the Golden State Warriors, and I know that Kevin Durant is the most dominant player on that team, but they can't win without Steph Curry. I think that plus minus with Steph Curry is, I think, like 19. So let's see if the Golden State Warriors can get it turned around. It seems like there have been a lot of things that have gone wrong for them this season. Do you think they'll turn it around and get back in the championship form?
Absolutely. Golden State Warriors? Yeah. Yeah, for sure. They've got the best players collectively. They've got a great coach. But it's a grind, no doubt about it. You know, they've played a lot more basketball than most players and most teams. So I don't know if they'll set any records, but it'll be surprising to me if they're not back there. You?
I think they're going to get back there, and I got a sneaking suspicion that Kevin Durant will be playing for the Lakers. Crazy, just crazy ideas, but I don't know if you can have a conversation about the Golden State Warriors without talking about where KD's going to go next year. They win it this year, and KD goes and plays for max money someplace else.
Okay, Bongos. Three! Alfred, the Broncos practiced inside today. Do you have any problems with them practicing inside just because it was windy?
No, I would say that anytime that you practice inside, you can lose a little focus because of the, it feels almost like a day off when you're inside. I know you have to go through your drills, you have to go through your game plan and everything, but there's something that is always calming about being indoors. You just know that this is not normal, it's not routine. And so when I hear guys are practicing indoors, I know they've taken a little something off of their fastball.
So you don't like it?
I mean, I love it as a player. I love the fact that they have the bubble and they can, should I say, they have the indoor facility and they can operate however they see fit. So, yeah, I do love it, but I just know, you know, the concentration is usually not there.
Okay.
With that.
Bongos.
Three. CU Cal. Does CU get their sixth win and break this ugly six-game losing streak and make it to a bowl game?
Probably. Wouldn't that be the way it goes for McIntyre, right? I don't know much about Cal. You tell me about Cal. I don't know anything about him. So I haven't really stayed up with him. I don't think they're doing that great in the Pac-12 North, but I'll say CU wins. Wouldn't that just be the way it goes, right? And they certainly have the players. I think they have the players. I don't know. It's hard to explain. You know, I know Utah's a good team. I know it's hard to win in Arizona. I just can't get over that Oregon State thing. I don't know how it happened. I'll never understand how that happened. And by the way, I was talking to Dave Logan today, and he's tended to side with me that was one of the worst losses in CU history. And it's unexplainable. You? So they beat Cal, to answer your question.
You know what? I think that they beat Cal. They're a stronger offensive unit than they've shown the last six games. And I think with LaVisca Chenault back and having one game under his belt, I do believe that it's going to be smooth sailing for the University of Colorado. Look for them to beat Cal tomorrow and send them to a bowl game, D-Mac.
All right, bongos.
Three!
Okay, when we come back, yeah, we'll update you with Phil and Tiger. They've got an interesting side bet for Eagle. It's worth $200,000. Also, what was going on out there at Dove Valley? There's a kind of a cool little twist. There's something that's going on that you might not have caught. I think it's kind of fun. Details on it next.
On Sunday, the Fan Football Pregame with Mike Evans and D-Mac is live from View House Littleton, starting at noon. Register for great prizes, including a flyaway for two to the San Francisco game, presented by Coors Light and Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Black Friday at the mall. It's torture. Of course you want to save money this holiday season, so skip them all and go to the Black Friday sales event at MedVed Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. At MedVed, Black Friday begins right now and continues all month long. Save up to $12,500 on a new 2019 Ram 1500 with your approved credit. And get similar savings on snow-fighting Jeeps, all-wheel drive Chryslers, and Dodge vehicles. Just go to MedVedChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com for details. During the Black Friday sales event at MedVed, you have a choice. Colorado, MedVed Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Just minutes south of Lincoln on the I-25 corridor. Depart the 181 ramp, Castle Rock.
Stock number 9657, MSRP 52249 plus tax title and fees includes $599 D&H. Price includes Denver BC retail cash, Ram bonus cash coupons, truck owner conquest retail bonus cash, Black Friday retail cash, 2019 conquest lease to lease retail. Must be lessee of a competitive brand truck. Subject to prior sale, expires 11/30/18.
Hey everybody out there, this is Big Al for Xfinity. With extra guests comes more devices, and boy, during this time period, you know you're going to have extra people in the house. Only Xfinity gives you the speed you need to power all the devices throughout your entire home. You'll also get the ultimate in Wi-Fi experience with Xfinity X5. With Xfinity X1, the whole family can enjoy the entertainment they love, including Netflix, just by speaking into the X1 voice remote. Don't miss the big game or your favorite show. With the Xfinity Stream app and access to Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots, you can stream while on the go. And I love that feature because it's the one that I use the most when I'm traveling. And now through November 27th, you can get started with the Xfinity Internet and TV for only $35 each a month for a year when you bundle both with a one-year agreement. And you'll also get $100 back. Hurry, go to Xfinity.com or call 1-800-XFINITY or visit an Xfinity store today.
Hey guys, Cecil Lammy here. Join me and Coors Light this Saturday from noon until 2 at Jackson's in Lodo on 20th across the street from Coors Field. Watch another great Saturday of college football action with me and register for your chance to win a prize, compliments of Coors Light.
Men, sex is important, but if you have erectile dysfunction, you know how it makes you feel. The embarrassment, the fear, the anger, and worst of all, the effect on your partner. So it's time to address your condition with serious treatment for your ED. And that means you need a place where they have experience dealing with erectile dysfunction. And that place is the Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic. They specialize in men's sexual health and have a variety of treatment protocols that have been shown to be effective in as high as 90% of cases. These treatments can be used in combination to give you the results you want. And now the Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic even offers Gainswave Extracorporeal Shockwave Therapy, or ESWT. Rocky Mountain Men's Clinic treatments can work even if pills and herbals have failed, and often regardless of your medical condition, which means it's highly likely that you have a successful outcome. Your first office visit is only $99 and includes a medical consult, a PSA and T-test, and a review of our multiple treatment options. If you're like most men, we likely have a solution for you. Call them today, 720-440-7900, or on the web at RockyMountainMen'sClinic.com.
Looking to sell your used Rolex watch? We buy and sell pre-owned Rolex watches, all styles, from old to new. Hi, I'm Scott Matthew with Matthew's Fine Watches and Jewelry. Bring in your Rolex watch, and we will buy it on the spot. Matthew's, located in Highlands Ranch, serving Colorado since 1951.
Ready for a bad cold and flu season? The best way to tell is flu brings fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Vision Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Hey, everybody out there, this is Big Al for Spine One. I just love my workouts. They're going well. Thank you for asking. I've been in the gym now for 3 months, and it's starting to really pay off for me. I can work out with my kid now, which is something I couldn't have done 3 months ago, but I have no more back pain. I have no more neck pain or general joint pain. I went over to see the guys at Spine One, and they just took great care of me about a year, really like 15 months ago, and I have been fantastic ever since. Played golf all summer, and now I'm in the gym pushing it, and it feels good. Put 275 on the squat rack today for easy 15. Three sets of 275. I know it's not a lot. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. But it felt good to do it, and you can get back in the gym with Spine One as well. Call them today at 303-367-BACK. That's 303-367-BACK. They take most insurance, and they can get you in today. Even on this beautiful Friday afternoon, Spine One can take care of you. They're the official spine docs of my CU Buffs, and they're looking to take care of you. Once again, 303-367-BACK or online right now at spineone.com.
Football fans, this is Mark Schlereth for my championship dealership, Schomp BMW. Schomp BMW is announcing that they redesigned the BMW X5, and it's finally here. The 2019 X5 is even more athletic with sharper lines and larger kidney grills in the front. So, if you waited all year just for one thing, shouldn't it be the ultimate driving machine? See the all-new X5 at ShompBMW.com and receive a credit of up to $3,000. Schomp BMW, one price, one person, 1 hour.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
All right, well, this is happening right now, so it's kind of fun. The Phil Tiger match. We said that we tried to get it here at the radio station. We had all sorts of problems with, like, buying it. It's only like $20. It wasn't like that expensive. But now we find out that they had a huge issue when people were trying to buy the match. So Turner executives just decided to give it away. Give it away. I got it, Big Sexy. There you go. I was a little slow on the draw there. So, Alfred, I mean, we're talking about a worldwide match here. I mean, it's...
Right, it's not just broadcasted in the U.S.
No, it's this would have interest all over the world. How much money do you think they lost because they had some problems hitting buy? What do you think we're talking about here?
Maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of $20 million or so.
Oof.
I think that's about right.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah, so if I mean, heads up, if you're near a computer, or you can just watch this for free. How about that? So it's just at BleacherReport.com.
There have been some big ones. There have been some big pay-per-view fights and all of those things that go along with this one. I don't think it's ever going to get to the point where it's going to be like the boxing, you know, because the boxing, you know, comes in at like $99 or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's a much bigger number.
But do you think that one of the reasons was just people, there was too much demand? Like they just didn't have the technology to handle it?
But, you know, quietly, UFC has been the real winner in pay-per-view. You know, you would think it'd be, you know, boxing after all of these years. But it's really UFC because they do it every week.
I will be curious what the estimates are with how much money they lost because they could not figure out the technology to have people buy this. Okay, so here you go. It's all square through 11. They're on a par four. The Phil's in the first cut. Tiger's in the fairway. And away we go. They had a $200,000 challenge to... on a very short par four, 298-yard par four, where they both drove the green. You know, if one of them were to eagle it, they would pay $200,000 to charity, which was a weird bet. They should have bet that if they didn't eagle it, they would have to pay, right? I mean, that would be a better bet, right?
Still got to make it. How about this, man? Of the top three pay-per-view events, as far as number of buy goes, Conor McGregor is part of two of them.
Floyd, for sure.
Floyd, yep. That one was number two with 4.3 million. And then the match with, who else was it?
You got it.
Go ahead.
You can do it. No, go ahead.
With Khabib. Yeah. Can't get the last name.
Nurmagomedov.
Nurmagomedov.
Sorry, what?
Nurmagomedov.
I didn't hear you. What?
Nurmagomedov.
No, I didn't hear. I didn't hear Al.
Nurmagomedov. Conor McGregor is a bigger household name than we gave him credit for.
What's Tua's last name?
Tua. Tagaloga.
I'm sorry, what?
Tua. Tagaloga.
Tagaloga?
Tua. How do you say it?
Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
No, it's not Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
It's not Tongo.
It's Tagovailoa.
What do you want to bet?
It's Tagovailoa.
It's Tagovailoa.
You're saying Tong.
Tagovailoa.
Yes, there is an N in there.
There is not an N in there. It's Tagovailoa.
Okay, and Favre's last name is spelled phonetically correct?
Where are you getting an N with Tagovailoa? Tagovailoa.
How do you get Favre when the V is in front of the R?
I'm not talking about Favre. I can't explain Favre.
Favre. Brett Favre.
I'm talking about, you screwed up. Tagovailoa, and now you're trying to bring up Favre.
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to Big Sexy. Listen, Big Sexy is he just thinks because I couldn't say Javala for like 9 years.
You want some Burrell? Pronounce your last name for us.
Tagovailoa. So you say tongue first, Tagovailoa.
Tongo, tongue.
Right, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Tongue.
Big Sexy wins again.
Hold on.
How the hell does he get that? There's no N in his name.
When I try and figure out how these guys pronounce their names, I find an interview where they say their name.
So how? Wow, that means
Pronounce your last name for us.
Tagovailoa. So you say tongue first.
Tagovailoa. I gotta give you credit, Big Sexy. Good one. That means every single announcer on TV is saying it wrong. Because everybody on TV is saying Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa. Tongo, yeah. Tongo. Wait.
There's no N.
That's
looking
crazy.
At the name.
There's no
name.
N, but there is an N pronunciation in his name.
Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Oh, good job, Big Sexy. So I get you props on that one.
There's no N in the name. No N.
Okay. He said it, so.
All right.
Hey, we all thought we were all mispronouncing Nolan Arenado's name for like 6 years.
We called him Arenado.
Yeah, and then he broke out, no, it's Arenado. We're like, it is? Oh. Phil, by the way, is folding. He has lost the past two holes. He's missed his shots. He is gripping big time. He's not chatting with Tiger in a playful mood. Tiger has won two shots in a row. So just in the big three, we said he would turn it around somehow. That has happened, and now Tiger is one up through 12. They're going to 13. Phil is like folding like an accordion right now.
Like a cheap chair.
And now they're not chit-chatting.
Tiger's doing his Tiger thing by walking in front of everybody.
Yep. No light banner. Like, okay, no. This is kind of fun. This is on. No little side bets. The side bet thing really.
Look at all the sponsors involved.
What do you mean? There's hardly anybody there.
What are you talking about? Look at the sponsor boards. There's Rolex right there.
Oh, well, right.
MGM right there.
Tagovailoa. I swear to God, I have not heard one person on TV pronounce it that way. I thought I was doing pretty good by getting Tagovailoa. I can't. Tagovailoa.
Tonga.
You know who I really like? Drew Locke.
The spelling on that name is not an easy one
Drew
either.
Drew Locke. How about Jake from?
What do you think John Elway is going to, if they see him, they take him early?
I don't know, man. I just,
you got this thing about all quarterbacks need to be drafted in the first few picks.
I mean, but it's just not the year. It's just not the year. Watch it tonight. Missouri, Arkansas, SEC action. Pay attention to it. But, you know, Elway did all this crap last year. It was, you know, he was at the Potato Bowl looking at Josh Allen. Gary Kubiak was up there in Laramie. I mean, I don't know. Do you like Drew Lock?
Oh, yeah. Liked him last year.
Do you like him for the next 10 years as quarterback of the Denver Broncos?
Oh, yeah.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I really like Jake Fromm.
Then draft him.
Fromm is, you know, but we're talking about this year.
Well, yeah. What else do we got?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? Why don't we put a pin on that? We can come back to it because I don't know much about Drew Lock, to be quite honest with you. I'm definitely going to be paying attention tonight, and you can fill us in next.